So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. You can find that SoundCloud under Negrosco, Phoenix, United States. Inno, man, you out there? I'm sending out the Inno bat signal. Dog, you out there anywhere? Let's see.
Let's see if this thing's going to work here.
Inno, if you hear me, give us a shout here in the studio. We were going to talk a little bit about the Kings of the Mic tour that Inno was kicking it at in St. Louis on my birthday, dude. He was there on June 1st because his wife has a super cool family hookup with the Savas Center where the Blues play. They're able to get great seats and access to the stars of the show. So here he is. What's up?
Give me some monitor.
What up?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Doug?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. What's the news from out there in St. Louis, dude?
Not much. I was having trouble hearing you.
Oh, yeah? Hearing my mic?
Oh, no, because you're not on the phone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there we go, Doug. Sorry. Wait a minute, because you're not on my mic? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening here?
So innovation, dog. Innovation. We prefaced a little bit at the beginning of the show about how you got this cool hookup and got to go with your lady to go see this awesome lineup of legendary hip hop acts.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it was, you know, I'm not really featuring an artist today. I kind of slacked on it and was kicking it this weekend. So I'm just going to kind of recap the Kings of the Mic tour a little bit.
Yeah, tell us about it, Doug.
Well, it's basically the night started out. It was De La Soul opened up. Amazing show, you know, a lot of energy. I'd never seen De La Soul live before, you know, so it was kind of, you know, something impressive for me.
Yeah, right on. I love De La. They're probably one of my faves.
Yeah, really nice guys. You know, I actually got to talk to a couple of them a little bit on the side of the stage for a couple minutes, but not too much. But, yeah, really nice, you know. They hung out, you know, with everybody. They weren't, you know, rush on stage, rush off and be out, you know. They kind of made their presence known a little bit in the crowd. It was really dope seeing them. They kind of had a short set. And then Public Enemy came out.
Yeah.
Oh, snap, dude. So was it the whole lineup? We had all of the boys?
Yeah, Chuck D was there. At first, I didn't think Flavor Flav was there. Obviously, Terminator X wasn't there because he's dead, you know. Rest in peace. But they had this little short guy come out there, and I was like, man, that's not Flavor Flav. I'm like, what the hell? Where's Flavor Flav? You know, and he had a mic, and Chuck D did a song, you know, and he kind of backed him up on a little bit, and then out of nowhere, Flavor Flav comes busting out. You know, it was amazing. The crowd went crazy. You know, keep in mind, this is in a huge hockey arena. You know, just filled top to bottom with people.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. You know, the energy level was awesome. Chuck D looked like he was having the time of his life. You know, they played all their classics. It was the first time I've seen Public Enemy live as well, which was really awesome.
So did they have a live band, or were they having Terminator X just do the scratching?
Actually, they did have a live band, and Terminator X wasn't there with them.
Oh, who was it? I mean, I know it probably wasn't Anthrax, but I'm sure they're probably trying to play it like that, huh?
No, they're actually, they were playing the beats a little bit more aggressive, but not really, you know, heavy. They were sticking to the, you know, kind of like funky, kind of hardcore sound. I don't know. They mimicked the beats. I think the DJ had production run with the live band, you know. It was just live hip-hop.
Right on. Yeah, I hear that.
It was dope. So after Public Enemy, Ice Cube came out with Dub C and did a whole set. He played all of his classics. You know, it was, man, it was probably the most high point of the night was when Ice Cube came out.
Wow.
You know, it was great to see Ice Cube. I've seen him one time before, but
was he looking in shape, or was he looking chunked out?
He was looking exactly how I've always seen him, like back in the NWA videos. He looked young like that. You know, he didn't even look old. He wasn't fat. He had on the Dickie outfit, head to toe.
He's kept in shape, man. Good for him. He and Dre, man, they both look great. They really look amazing for their age.
It was impressive. You know, it was like Flavor. Now, I'm not going to bullshit. Flavor Flav looked old as fuck. Flavor Flav
has lived a little harder than some of those dudes. I think they all kind of got it together somewhere along the way. Flav might still be pushing it Charlie Sheen style.
But I'll tell you what, man, Flavor Flav did a great job. High, super high energy, man. Jumped off the stage, ran around the whole place, giving high fives like it was crazy. You know, the energy, it was like he was a kid. You know, it was a great show. All the acts played flawlessly. So Ice Cube and Dub C, you know, that was probably the highlight of the night for me. And then LL Cool J came out. He headlined the night, and he had a DJ Z-Trip as his DJ.
That's a great classy touch, man. That's a very cool indie classy touch.
What, having Z-Trip or
yes,
what?
Yes, yeah, I like having Z-Trip as the DJ. That makes LL look way hip. That's a hip touch.
I mean, Z-Trip killed it. He had his own solos and everything, and he just killed it. Everything was just like the album. And then he would go into like a remix, back-to-back remixes of LL songs and just different beats. Man, it was amazing, man. It was amazing.
Wow. This all sounds like a great night of music, and I guess it's on tour. Do you know any of the other cities it's stopping in?
I don't know. I know they're in the Midwest. They were in Iowa before they came here. I think they went to Chicago after that. I really don't know, but you could go online, Kings of the Mic Tour. You know, I'm sure they're touring everywhere because, man, who knows? This could be the last time you're able to see a lineup like this, you know. Those guys are all getting pretty old, you know. It's going to come to a point where you got to kind of hang it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And tour around the nation.
Yeah, and John just said it. Say that again, John.
I said they're getting way paid.
They're getting
this
way
is like,
paid,
this
man.
Is like a Led Zeppelin tour or something,
it's a
right?
Tour. It's a reunion tour.
That.
Nothing wrong with getting paid, bro.
I understand they're making a bunch of money, you know, and that place was packed.
Hot beats in the background right there.
A lineup like that, how often do you get to go and see a lineup like that in the Midwest, I will say? I don't know. Out in the West Coast, you might find lineups like that more often. But, man, a classic lineup like that.
Yeah, the only place I remember seeing most of those folks, minus Ice Cube, was Rock the Bells out here in San Bernardino a couple years ago.
Right.
That was the Rage tour. And I did see Public Enemy with Anthrax reunited, which was awesome. And and I don't think LL was there, but De La was there. That was fun. And Black Star was there, back together. That was cool, doing the old
oh,
album.
Holy shit.
Very
that
cool.
Would have been sick.
And then Indie Stage had Atmosphere and MERS and then Doom all back to back. That was a great lineup. Very cool.
See, we didn't get that here in St. Louis. They had a Rock the Bells in Chicago, but it was stripped down from what it was on the West Coast. You know, like Rage had dropped off. Wu-Tang, I don't know if Wu-Tang was fully a part of it, you know. Or,
yeah, they were at our show. They were great. Lil Dirty came out and did all Dirty's verses, too. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's the way it was when I saw Wu-Tang in Chicago. His son came out and did all of his verses. Man, it was sick. He sounded just like him with the uncanny thing about it.
Yeah, well, you know what? John's just queued up some vinyl, bro. We're talking like John brought vinyl in from 86.
Fuck yeah.
Public Enemy vinyl. He's got Eazy-E vinyl. He's got Kool Moe Dee vinyl, bro. I'm not kidding you.
Hell
all
yeah.
In mint condition, bro.
We'll just go ahead and rock some old shit, man.
We got vinyl for a little while. And I got a bunch of other shit queued up. We're going to get into all the Kings of the Mic that you just saw. We're going to get into Cube. We're going to get into LL, Public Enemy, and De La Soul. We're going to get into all
damn
of them.
Right.
Yeah, right? And do a little bit of this for the next hour and just go back in the time machine, play all the songs worth playing, and a little
vinyl,
too.
It's always nice to go back and, you know, and just reminisce and remember, you know. Man, some of the songs I heard live at that show took me back to being a kid, you know. It's like I can remember when I had that and, like, went to sleep with headphones on listening to LL Cool J.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember having the walking like
every word.
Walking Like a Panther tape. I had that on cassette. And I'm Bad. I had that on cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those, dude. And like I was telling you, Cube, America's Most Wanted. I think most people that fell in love with rap fell in love with that album. You know, it's a classic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. But, you know, he was one of the originators of, you know, the gangster rap, you know?
Yeah.
It started a whole wave of how hip-hop changed, you know?
And it was so fresh when it came out. You know, it's really interesting. Yeah. When I wrote that piece about Dre and I was watching those old YouTubes of NWA, it still sounds really awesome. That's music that definitely transcended that time period, you know?
No, definitely, you know, because that's where everything's kind of derived from, you know, all the classic stuff back in the day, you know, obviously further back than that, but I'm just saying for me, man, that's what I want to hear all the time, you know, I like that, and I like remakes and, you know, mashups of old stuff, you know, that's just up my alley, so that was like a dream show for me to go to. The lineup was amazing for me to see them all in one night. And on top of that, I don't know if I'll ever get another opportunity in St. Louis. You know, there might be times where I'm out of St. Louis and I see a great show, but it was just an amazing show.
You're right. For St. Louis, where the shows are always underwhelming, that's a pretty awesome lineup at a great venue for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was dope, and the turnout was amazing. The place was packed. You know, it was just St. Louis came out, you know, everybody. You know, people were decked out head to toe, you know, in their Adidas outfits, you know, shell toes on, dookie chains, Kangol hats and shit. It's like, oh, my God. It's like I jumped in a time machine and went back in time and was just kicking it as a grown man in the 80s.
Yeah, it's weird how as grown-ups now we look back at those time, you know, periods with way more reverence than when we were in them, you know? Like, I remember in the 90s, I didn't want to be in the 90s. Now I look back, I'm like, damn, that was a fun fucking decade. That'd be awesome to go back.
Yeah.
I could do
that again.
You know,
it's crazy how just hearing music can take you back to a point in your life where you're like, man, you know, put some aspect on your life and everything, you know? You can get to thinking just from hearing a song. That's pretty much how it was for me at that show, man. It was like, man, it took me back to being a kid. I just stood there amazed the whole time.
I'm just saying, Ice Cube, I'm looking at the Groove Shark. Ice Cube's got a song called Fuck Dying.
Yeah, dude, he's got
that's so all hard, kinds dude. Of like, who writes a song called Fuck Dying? That's
fuck
fucking
dying,
awesome.
Fuck Dying.
I love that, man. That's hard as hell.
I wish I could remember, like, all the songs that in order that they played them and everything. But, man, I was getting fucked up at that concert on some expensive-ass beers.
Hello. Savas beers. Savas beer.
Obviously, it's a dope show, and I recommend going and seeing that tour if you get a chance to.
Nice, man.
That's mainly the point I wanted to make today.
Well, dude, and we're glad that you're out there in the field representing. I know you said you talked to Pasta Noose a little bit and dropped a little Kill Radio in his ear. Thank you for that. Keep it up, bud, you know?
Right on.
You're repping us out in the field, and we appreciate it.
All good.
And if you guys out there listening ever meet a rapper, give them our information, too. You can have them email innovation13@me.com and TuckerBooth at hotmail.com. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that
man. Well, any shout-outs before we start pumping some old school?
I'm just going to go ahead and say all the usual suspects, Mike B and LK. I took them to the show with me. Man, it was fucking dope. We all pretty much just stood there. Didn't really even talk to each other much. Just looked over every once in a while laughing because we were just in shock of how dope the show was.
That's awesome.
Lil Rudy.
Rude Dog.
That's it. All the Aussies. Everybody online listening right now. Just send me some information. Send me some music. Let's showcase some more artists.
De La Soul, give us a call. We'll be here.
Yeah, really.
Pasta Noose, let's do lunch.
Yeah. Take tea. Take tea together.
True Goy, still don't know what your name means, but let's hang out. I love when you're like, True Goy, what's that mean? Well, it means the dove. I'm even more confused than when I asked the question.
Yeah, like, where are we at? What's happening now?
Oh, so the dove is the answer. Oh, okay. I feel like I'm reading The Secret right now. Yeah. Anyways, all right, man, we're going to get into it. I think I'm going to drop Ice Cube first. Like, I can't wait, man, you know?
Cool, man.
I got to blow the load. I'm going to blow the load, and then we'll get into the vinyl. We're going to get into the Public Enemy vinyl. That I'm looking very forward to. 1986 in mint condition. Stoked.
Fucking awesome. Tell him to go ahead and seal that up in an LP container or an LP sleeve, really good. Tape that LP sleeve closed get a big, thick manila envelope, slide it in there, seal it up. Call me. I'll give you my address. Put a couple stamps on it and send it to me.
I think John's over there nodding affirmatively, so I think the deal's already been done. You can consider the handshake official already.
I said it slow so that way he could write it down. I was hoping he was writing it. But
he wrote it down in his mind, and he confirmed with his soul.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That soul confirmation is all I need anymore.
And via some means, you'll have to sign for it.
John, look into my eyes right now. This is a gentleman talking to another gentleman.
Man to
mail me that record.
I want my records back. I want my records back. All right,
well, y'all take it easy. I'll be tuned in.
You know, get it ready, man. This is Backyard Chilling at its finest. If St. Louis has got backyard weather, we're about to get into it, bro.
All right, then.
All right, peace and love. Yeah. Break them. Ice Cube Sweat. Bud Light Bottleneck Sweat.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Drove to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em. Roll em in a circle of niggas and watch me break em with the 7, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the rule, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp and it ran Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, Pooh. Stop this shit. What the fuck I'm thinking about? Gangsta. Slow that shit down. Yeah. Who wanna ride with this? We can ride all day, every day. It's do or die all day, every day. It's suicide all day, every day. You'll be high all day, every day. I'm rolling down the avenue, doing what I gotta do. Sick as the swine flu, ain't nothing fine as you. Must I remind you what is behind you? Drop it down to the ground like you was designed to. You can do it, little mama, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it, little mama, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it, little mama, you can do it. You can do it, little mama, you can do it. We can do it all day, every day. Get into it all day, every day. Drinking fluid all day, every day. I pursue it all day, every day. Come on. You can have it, just reach out and grab it. You can have it, just reach out and grab it. Just be careful, don't be a silly rabbit. Recreation use turn into a habit.
Drop that shit
to the ground, girl. Take it to the ground. To the ground, girl, take it to the ground. To the ground, girl, take it to the ground. To the ground, girl, take it to the ground. Fuck the feds all day, every day. And chicken heads all day, every day. Get your bread all day, every day. Use your head all day, every day. Come on. You can do it, little mama, you can do it. You can do it, little mama, you can do it. You can do it, little mama, you can do it. You can do it, little mama, you can do
drop
it.
That shit.
All day, every day,
certified.
All day, every day,
qualified.
All day, every day,
West Coast.
Oh, don't you believe him on this next one? Because it may be Friday all day, every day, if you live in 420, but it's not really Friday today. It's Monday.
I just want you to know that. Simple. Gangsters don't dance, we boogie. Four fingers up, two twisting in the middle. West West, y'all.
You know it ain't no stopping, all the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got 10 to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak, don't talk back, go a song. Calling up Earl on the car phone. Mac 10 just got out of court. Rolling through the hood in the super sport. Jumping too short. 18's got the rear view mirrors vibrating. And deep dish Dayton's, you know how we do it. Ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowding Harrison Ross. Cause if you fuck with us, we leave scars. Out of G-Ride cars. Living like stars. Might hit the highway on the Vegas run. Fool, cause it's Friday.
Oh yeah. Throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Oh yeah. Throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care.
Standing outside on a Friday, living on the edge. Cause we all got them hard heads. It seems like we all are waiting for the drive-by. Playing tag with Satan, but we chilling. Yeah, we ready and willing. You hear about the latest West Side killing? 40 sipping, set tripping, 4 dipping, pistol gripping, never slipping. BG's trying to hang out, but OG saying take your little ass in the house. My big homie just got out. Used to be down, now he's just cracked out. He was about as hard as Darth Vader. In a sweatshirt, khakis, and Chuck Taylors. Just seen him in the driveway. Getting beat like a smoker, fool, cause it's Friday.
Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care.
Chase the cat, or settle for a hood rat. Dookie braids, no dreadlocks. Flying in and out of town with half a chicken in a cock. And I love her, cause she down to fuck around with the underground. Pussy ham, and her ass is big, round and wide. Jacked up, make a nigga down the ride. Smoking indo, playing that Super Nintendo. Hit her at a tat on my window. Gave her ass that pelvic thrust. Don't trust the rubber cause it's
bound to bust. In the oven, in the nappy, I had on two, so I was happy. Cause that HIV will make your dick hang sideways. And that ain't cool, fool. Cause oh, it's yeah. Dead. Throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Oh, yeah. Throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care. Throw the west side in the air.
See in our city. In our city, fools drive down the street like in the oncoming traffic on bicycles, just dodging cars. That's how we do. We throw our neighborhood in the air. Hollywood on the fringe, motherfucker. East side. Koreatown representation. We ain't even done yet with the old school. We're about to make it old school as hell for like the next half hour. You're locked and loaded, John.
Where everyone is a minority here.
Minority Radio, sponsored by Garth Trinidad and KillRadio.org.
And that way we represent everybody.
Yeah. Break it down. More Cube. Others on the way. Kings of the Mic. Innovation. Bump it or dump it.
Drinking.
Gotta every one of my favorites. West Coast, motherfucker. Sorry, mom and dad.
God damn.
This one's hot, too.
Cap, the bigger the pillin'.
Second
favorite.
And when
dealing with the lynch mob, you gots to know steady mobbing is not just the name of this jam, but a way of life. Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
Four or five niggas in the mothership. Better known as a Dukes, and we all want to smother shit. Start slanging bean pies or the bootleg t-shirt of the month with you can't touch this on the front. I'm out to get rich, cause life ain't nothing but money and fuck a bitch. They drop like dominoes, and if you didn't know, Ice Cube got drama hoes. So after the screwing, I bust a nut, get up, and put on my white uniform. I'm out the dump. All you might get is a rubber on the phone, cause I'm ready to hit the road. Make for happy fans. I'm making my duty to cuss them out, cause I just don't trust them. And if you tell on me, I'm bombing on Betty. Bitch should have known I was steady mom.
The Q. Gotta love him. It's for all my ninjas with attitude out there. There goes that neighborhood, I'll tell you what.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news,
part two. Here we go. Change of the mic. You know who it is. Ladies love Cool James.
But tonight.
Paying the price, I'm gonna
completely knocked out. 417, 417 here in the studio. We got more LL Cool J coming up. Oh, we got some good ones too. Some back in the day cassette tape jams. Stay tuned. Pump it or dump it, kings off the mic.
Who's on the wheel? He'll drive the cross fader like a cutting mobile. So precise with a slice. Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and his fly cause is sitting on the one steering wheel, plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. The chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Moving on the wind, back wheel spin, popping a cassette and push play. Cali, 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 y'all, I don't think so. Surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, that is fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. With a bottle of wine.
Got to do one more, man. We really got to do one more. Check dig. Calling all cars.
10 years, and even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere. MC can't win, I make them rust like tin. They call me Jaws, my hat is like a shark's fin. Because I'm bad as can be, got my voice on wax. Some brothers think he's making records, now he must have relaxed. I couldn't, I shouldn't, and it'll stay that way. The best rapper you've heard is LL Cool J. Kamikaze, take a look at what I've done. Used to rock in my basement, now I'm number one. And get out on time, never standing on line. You wanna try me? First you better learn how to rhyme. I'm the pinnacle, that means I reign supreme. And I'm notorious, I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad.
Test Vic was last spotted with three other members of his group.
A shame, cause I eat rappers like a cannibal, they call me insane. I'm as strong as a bull, of course you know I am poor. I enjoy what I'm doing, plus I'm paid in full. Not buckaroo bonsai, but busted out as I say the kind of rhymes that make MCs wish that I die. Never retire or put my mic on the shelf. The baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. Not bitter or mad, just proving I'm bad. You want a hit, give me an hour, plus a pen and a bag. MCs retreat, cause they know I can beat them. And eat them in a battle and the ref won't cheat them. Taking out all rookies. Don't forget Oreos, eat Cool J cookies. I'm back. Like an old battleship. LL, I'm bad. Other rappers know when I enter the center, they say, yo, yo, there he go. My paycheck's large. Mr. Bogart in charge. Not a punter or a hunter from a raccoon lot. The original tart, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I dissect with my tongue. Not Attila the Hun, Gun or Abdullah's son. My vocals exact, like racking pinion in a jag. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag. No good scavenger.
I want to come out to this at the Battle at Slumfest. I'll come out to I'm Bad. John.
Hey.
What a nice set, right?
Hey, nice. That brought me back down memory lane.
Sure did.
Yeah.
To those... Sometimes I stare at the wall and to those gentle years I hear my conscience call. When LL just needed love. Who's as sweet as a dove?
For the first time in my don't life, we all?
I see I need love.
Don't there we all?
For the first time in his life, you know, after being bad, after saying mama said knock you out, then he wanted to knock a couple babies out and mama. I can't explain. You know what I'm saying? Good stuff, man. Nice block right there. I need love. John,
give me some love.
I need love. Monday, 4:31. I need love.
We all need love.
From LA to wherever you are. So, John, you've got this vinyl lined up, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is. It's a Def Jam recording.
So it's got a cover that's just a big black record cover.
And it says Def Jam recordings.
It says Def Jam recordings, and it's just Public Enemy number one on it.
Yeah,
that's what it says. So. I've looked at the cover of the record. The vinyl looks pristine with hardly a blemish on it. I think we should go ahead and drop into the Public Enemy vinyl in honor of the Kings of the Mic tour. Pump it, thud it, thump it. Public Enemy. Public Enemy needs love. Oh, I'm Rick Rubin producing, bro. That sounds like a golden taco for the eardrums. If I do say so myself. I need love. Turntables. I need love. Here we go. Check dig.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He sway nice. I said, yo, the brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you turned him into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
Get up on the board, another rapper shot down from the mouth that roared. 1, 2, 3, down for the count. The beats, all of my lyrics, oh yes, no doubt. Cold rock rap, $40 supreme is what I choose and I use. I never lose to a team, cause I can go solo like a Tyson Bobo. Hit the fly girls when I have my photo. Run in a room, hang it on the wall in remembrance that I rock them all. Suckers, ducks, so I'm MCs. You can't rock the kids, so go cut the cheese. Take this application to rhyme like me.
One channel. So, okay, we realize there's only one channel for that. That's funny. So turntable is not working again. Thank you, turntable. I'm doing that just to be an asshole. Sorry. So, anyways, that's fun. Oh, there it goes. No. It's not. It's not coming in right. So, anyways, we'll go ahead and play some off of here, though. Sorry, friends. We will see about fixing the vinyl, but I don't want to play it wrong. I do have more backed up, so we are in good shape. Right now, please enjoy some more gentle stylings.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared. Troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the power!
foreign plane.
Motherfuck, you mean John Wayne?
Cause I'm black and I'm proud. I'm ready, I'm hyped plus I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you looking fine. Nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Don't. Here's what I want you all to do for me.
Bang! Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist, preach to teach the
officer. Cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers on the same mind, unblind. Caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media. We don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy.
As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punk can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks. Some perpetrate, they drink Clorox. Attack the black because I know they lack exact. The cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool. Never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to hurt, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some deny it, defy it, I swing bolos. Then it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the whack. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, they must be on the pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict fiend if for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer. Are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
Now, here's what I want you all to do for me.
Yeah, boy, part two, bum rush the show. Yo, Griff.
Get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown, and Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect, and I still will. Rock the hard jams, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but then I'm positive. Wonder what I got to give.
The media says this.
Red,
yo,
black,
don't
and green.
That hype. They got to be,
you know what I mean?
Hype. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk.
Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. and a new world order is about to begin. You know what I'm saying? Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love conquers all. You understand what I'm saying? This is a call to all you sleeping souls. Wake up and take control of your own cipher, and be on the lookout for the spirit sniper trying to steal your life. You know what I'm saying? Look within inside yourself for peace. Give thanks, live life, and release. You dig me? You got me?
Love it, love it. Can't leave Public Enemy without doing something a little bit more authentic than He Got Game soundtrack title track.
So get the morgue truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't beat the tray. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers treasure. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the kings cause they swing amputations. Lose your arms, your legs, and limbs, compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. Up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Right with the broken neck. He's a winner to the job, never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause they all were joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken. They need to be in a pawn shop on them. 911 is a joke, we don't want them. I call a cow cause the cow will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reason why I say that cause they flick you up like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're crawling on your knee or to the stream. So go to limp, thinking you are first when you're really are dim. You better wake up and smell a real flavor, cause 911 is a fake lifesaver. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown?
Before De La, one more Public Enemy. That one was pretty good. 911's a joke in your town.
Well, they say it depends on what side of town you're on, you know.
Good point, John.
And I don't doubt it because I used to live by the Southwest Division. And they were a joke.
Hit him.
Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public Enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you all a little.
listen to what it can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Hear what the people say. Make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back all in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why, cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're going to have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see you the latest. Sex, I call him Norm, you know. He could cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, what should be safer than a suicide? Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching. You call a band man making a music of music, but you can't do it, you know. You call them demos,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono.
Beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run the MC first, and the DJ could be a band standing its own feet. Get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well. Hell,
watch is for Anthrax.
Still it can rock bells. Ever forever, universal it will sell. Terminator exit! Like a comatose, stand my man, a piece of same with a bolster. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last. Why you ask? Roll with the rock stars,
they'll never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, you can investigate. No need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse in effect, got flavor. Terminator, exercise checks, play to get paid. You got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, Griff.
Love it. Love it. John, Time Machine Shit.
Oh, man. That was, yeah, brought me back. Brought me back to a long time ago.
Back when John was listening to a lot of rap music.
And, well, and I was married at the time, too.
That's right. And all these songs were fresh off the presses on the radio and at the club,
days.
I'm sure.
This was the best part of those times.
Yep. Well, we've rocked quite a few tracks by the Kings of the Mic Tour participants that Innovation saw and rubbed elbows with in St. Louis last weekend. We're probably going to cut the podcast here in a minute. Thank
Hope you,
you
got
so
some cell
much
phone
for
picks.
Hanging with us. Sorry we were late today. We tried to stay extra long with extra live mix for you, and we're not done, so hang tough. I'm going to be mixing for at least another 20, 30 before I'm out of here, and John will probably take over as soon as I'm out. Possibly. We'll see. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just put on Kill Sports with Tucker Booth on repeated play. Just the ad for the show over and over again.
Over and over and over. Copy and paste. Copy and paste.
Oh, gently. All right. So here we go. The last of the four featured groups from the Kings of the Mic. Count them down again. We started with songs by Ice Cube. We had quite a few. Man, we start with Today Was a Good Day.
Great
John,
set.
Today was a good day.
Yeah.
You know the one Ice Cube song that I think is underrated that I played that I love is Smoke Some Weed. Love that song. This is West Coast ninja thinking. California quicksand got a ninja sinking. I don't give a fuck what y'all ninjas drinking. Smoke some weed. That's a funny one. So we counted down a bunch of Ice Cubes. Then we did Ladies Love Cool James, a.k.a. LL Cool J. Mama Said Knock You Out. probably his biggest hit of all time. And some more classic cuts from him, including one of my favorites, I'm Bad. I'm Bad. That was the name of his album, too. LL Cool J, I'm Bad.
You bad.
That was before Michael Jackson's singular Bad.
Bad. Just bad. Just straight up bad. Yeah.
That just works on so many levels for old posthumous Mike. Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah. And even approved Weird Al coming out with even worse.
All right. Well, here we go. De La Soul. Surely one of my favorite groups from that era and one of the groups that inspired me to get into hip hop. So here we go. Enjoy.
Great.
That's a magic number.
Three.
It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music breaks in three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey does your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, and y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace Posse me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug.
Three.
Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three. I say, children, what does it all mean?
One, two, three.
I would lie to you.
No more, no less. That's a magic number. No more, no less.
What is it?
No more, no less. No, 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 no more, no less. No more, no less. No more, no less.
Anybody in the audience ever get hit by a car?
No more, no less.
Yo, man, let me make some Captain Crunch, all right?
Yo, man, do you have any milk?
Yo, yeah, sure. What time is it?
I don't know. What day is it?
You don't know? I'll tell you.
We don't know?
Well, it was a Wednesday. Me and Boss Hawk was kind of hungry. Like two eggs and a sloppy slice of lettuce. And a glass of milk and some cookies. Spotted in the mist was the BK logo. What we said, well, what do you know? The chick thought I was trying to play fly because I had a pair of blue jeans on. Young girl, won't you take my order? She said, yeah, but right now I'm sort of busy. Don't you see me trying to put this band-aid on my finger? Lingering, I can tell. She's a BK, mademoiselle. Wrinkly uniform and bottom bell and some jelly stuff on her sleeve. Look to this cause I had no name tag on my collar. Could be pissed cause she's clocking 2:45 an hour. And then boss will holler.
Yo, you better make this quick.
She said I ain't your girl and I ain't your chick. I had an idea of lickety-split, took my hat off, and that was it. Dreadlocks falling all over me. And then I said, yeah, now we'll see. And oh, with quick velocity, honey was mesmerized. Ain't you that guy? Ain't you that girl? They are so right, no Tracy Chapman. Why don't you come over to the counter and write me out an autograph? Ha, 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 I had to that. She was quick with the bitch just to get that autograph. But me and Hall just laugh and laugh. What's the name of that song you sing? Living in a fast car, said. Forget about the order I made. I'll go get a slice of pizza instead. Biddy's in the BK lounge. All they do is beg and they scrounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. The biddy's in the BK lounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. All they do is beg and they scrounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. The biddy's in the BK lounge.
What's taking him so long, Shoshana?
Yo, I don't know, Rosita, because I've been waiting out here too long.
And for a cheeseburger?
Yo, I thought
he's too busy
rice.
Looking at spinning these girls.
And he's supposed to be the manager.
Manager? Hello, excuse me. Yo, would you take my order?
You take care.
What's up? Yo, excuse me.
Excuse me, would you take my order? I have to go. Shoshana's got a real job, Dad, don't you know?
Oh, yeah, it's you. Now I recognize the real, real bitty with the fake, fake eyes.
Hey.
Yo, can I interest you in some burgers and fries?
Yes, you can, but you can keep your lies. Because you know you can't diss me, but you're pissing me off.
What are you talking
I know
about?
Where you live, and I know that you're soft.
Yeah, right.
You're as booty as they come, and you dress like a geek. My shoes cost more than you make in 2 weeks.
Look, you don't have to play fly in here. Yo, I can tell you fly by the weave that you wear, but you must be aware that a fly can be swatted by BK Trey. By the way, yo, here's yours.
I know you're just sweating me, so
sweating
baby, kill the noise. With your polyester pants and they're also high waters.
Yeah,
look
right.
at what you do all day, but take orders. You bow tie wearing, clocking and staring.
Yeah.
I know you're just a fat, because you can't get the rap. I think you better chill before my man gets slapped.
Yeah, I know your man, the biggest punk in school. Selling devil rock to the fiends and the fools. With one hand, that punk I could snap. The kid is so skinny.
But yeah, we're living fat.
Speaking of fat, would you like a diet soda? Cause less fat on you would spare us all the odor. Or better yet, pour it down your pants and let the acid kill. The smell that should have been left to massacre. Let me make you a deal. Take the soda free and jet. I got too much family to heed your threats.
Oh, you a family man?
Word
well,
booty.
I shouldn't be surprised since your sister's flipping burgers and your mother's
frying fries. Don't even try that.
Oh, damn, look.
What?
Here comes one more. It's your father. He just finished mopping
yeah,
the floor.
Right.
Now give them a hand. It's the BK clan. So you can't talk garbage about who I am.
Well... aren't we living foul?
Yes, we
speaking
are.
Of foul, how about some chicken for the cow? Oops, I meant you. Sorry for the mix-up, but your stomach's always big to the sexual slippers.
Yes, I could buy you and sell you for pennies, young
you
man.
Better.
I think that's something you should understand. I tried to be nice and help the poor make money. And since I know you need it, I'll go elsewhere, dummy.
Yeah, okay.
BK workers is too damn rude. I think I'll
See
go
ya.
Get me some Chinese food.
Yeah.
I can't be your lover.
A 1-2, a 1-2. A 1-2, a 1-2.
Break it down.
We'll be right back.
player, weighed the 18 mil. Even still, sack a bag of troubles, make a single double, loop the coin and join the minimum wage. I had a plan if I was the man, I pro the jet, lay it low and leg mad cassettes. I uncondition my ways of the everyday sunset, waging my days to the one bet. Cause your breaks, I have the capital case. Weather mine, out of line, I beat it to the early morning. Freak the wick call, I get a tap on my shoulder. Cause the days of the breaks be just about over. The arts of the six won't play in my bag of chips. I got the sevens in my pocket somewhere. Reasons for the cheer or temperature here. I keep it to the rear, and then I'm exploding.
I be the fabulous, but see, unlike the chi, I got the flea up in the name. Keno up in my cousin from the Peter Pipe. I like the others latching on the wind. I caught the fame. The native tongue again, my friend, I tell you, jungle brothers on the run. I've shaken hands with many devils in the industry. Believe the genesis, life it will steals me that I'm deaf. Like the autograph, I sign until the break.
See you later, kids.